This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's going to join us throughout the football season on Thursdays, but we said, you know what? Let's get him on a Tuesday. It's been a while since we checked in with the former Chiefs wide receiver and, of course, the color analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network. Danan, it's good to have you on the show, my man. I should say Mr. Yingling himself, Danan Hughes.
There you go, man. Yingling is definitely in full effect. You guys saw the pictures,
yeah.
And they're going to have a big promotion deal. So I'm really, really excited and happy to be a part of it. As you know, you guys especially, probably more so than me, but I think back to my playing days where you're approached from different angles and different people. Some things, I'm a very picky eater. So it wouldn't necessarily be a relationship for any kind of food for me, unless it's a specific food that I eat all the time. But I actually have been more excited because Yingling is a beer that I actually drink. The Yingling Flight is my favorite beer, so it's really cool. A great shout out to Ainsley and Derek and Roxanne and everybody that made it happen with Odyssey and Jacob with Yingling. So it's cool. I've already gotten a bunch of friends and family from Jersey. I got some former Chiefs that asked me, they want me to like drop off cases.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
on their doorstep. like you know my former teammates, they're always thinking about themselves, you know. That's how those guys are.
Yeah, so just ignore the ones from Sean Barber. Everybody else take care of. Sean Barber, I don't know if you should.
Oh, that's automatic. I totally ignore. I block him halfway through most texts anyway, so it's all good.
Do we need to cancel the season already, Danan? The Chiefs are 0-2, so we're barreling towards 0-17. I saw people freak out over a beatdown in a preseason game, and then I watched the Bills lose 33-0. I was like, do you need to know more? Or because this is not how the regular season games are going to go.
Yeah, I think more is put on the preseason. I think, well, here's what I will say. It goes to show you the height and level of expectations that this Chiefs team has and the Chiefs organization has set. The standard has been set so high that we actually have part of our fan base that get upset about preseason games. Like, I think there's some good in that, but then there's also some not so good in that. So I'm looking at the good side of, we have set the bar so high that there are fans that literally expect us to win every single game. Practice, scrimmage, shells, shorts. Every time the Chiefs take the field and there's a red helmet with the emblem on it, we're supposed to actually dominate. And to some extent, that's cool. But then you also have to have a reality check and understanding that the starters haven't played. We were 0-3 last year in the preseason and still had the best regular season record and made it to the Super Bowl. So once you start to breathe, exhale a little bit, Chiefs Kingdom, and realize that these are just practices and we have a, a bigger plan than most teams. There are teams out there that actually, and organizations, and more importantly, coaches and players specifically, that are leaning heavily on winning preseason games because maybe their job depends on it. And we're not in that position, so that's a luxury.
We're talking to Danion Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. I want to get to the offensive line in a little bit, but you're a former wide receiver, so let's start with the receiving room. And who has stood out the most to you? We saw you up at camp. We certainly been talking about a few guys. Who stood out the most when you were watching some of those practices and obviously being there the last couple weeks in the preseason?
I obviously always like to look at the guys that are down on the depth chart. I mean, that was me for most of my career, being a fourth receiver, third, fourth, fifth receiver, special teams, knucklehead that made his way in the league for 6 years. So my eyes always gravitate to the Brownlees and the Thorntons that are at the bottom of that roster that are trying to clamber to that one or two possible receiving spots. I think those guys have made the best of their opportunities, but we also have to factor in assembling a roster, you guys know this, it's not so much about who's the best receiver in the preseason that can fill that fourth, fifth, or sixth slot. It could possibly be the best receiver that would be accepting of the fourth, fifth, or sixth slot and accepting and willing to participate in special teams a bulk of their time. There have been times around the NFL, not just with the Chiefs, throughout history, where the best receivers did not make the team because they would be the guys that might sulk on the sideline, might be a negative energy to the locker room because they think they should be playing more as wide receiver as opposed to accepting the role that's given to them until their opportunity presents itself. And those are the guys that you have to be able to sort through to be able to have a complete locker room for a championship effort. But those two guys at the wide receiver position, to me, I like Nico Remigio. I think he's garnered a lot of confidence, not just in his return ability, but being that guy that can be dependable as a third or fourth receiver, 2 minute drill, driving down the field at the end of a half or the end of a game, and you need multiple guys on the field, Rashee Rice being suspended, who's going to be that guy that will accept that role? So I like those three that jump out to me.
Where do you rank this receiver unit on paper compared to previous years? Like, where does it fall in the midst? Now, I understand part of that is not knowing how long and when Rashee Rice could possibly be suspended, but like just on paper, the Hollywood, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, where is it amongst Andy Reid's best or worst wide receiver units?
The jury's still out for me, and that's an honest assessment. One, we haven't played multiple games together. Like, we can look at last year and get a snapshot of what could have been, but we didn't have Hollywood Brown early in the season. When we finally got him back, he wasn't necessarily 100%. We didn't have Rashee Rice. I think they are capable, and Andy Reid has said it. This team, this wide receiving group, is capable of being the best he's ever coached. That's a tall task and high praise. But I still have to see it. Like, to me, we haven't seen them in the preseason games. We haven't seen them assembled together. We haven't seen them all healthy. It's tough to look at the Legion of Zoom that won that Super Bowl in the 2019 season and say that this group is better, but I'm waiting to see that because they had a different complement. Obviously with Tyreek Hill, you had Sammy Watkins that was a more bigger physical receiver. Like, I think that dynamic was different, but I'm excited about this wide receiving crew. If they can stay healthy and Patrick Mahomes has the confidence in him like he did with them, it's going to be something special.
Time to Danion Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, of course, part of the Chiefs radio network right here on 96.5 The Fan. Rashee Rice, none of us know how this is going to all play out ultimately, the timing, the length of suspension, but what's your, I guess, take on how it could impact the season? You know, are you looking at, hey, the fact that he's available, at least as of now, for week one and that first four games is a real positive? Do you think later in the year is going to be more problematic to miss him? How do you see that potentially playing out?
I think it all depends on how long the suspension is. I do believe that it is definitely a benefit for the Chiefs to have had the services of Rashee Rice since he's been cleared through OTAs, minicamp, training camp, preseason, and to know or at least have a strong feeling that you're going to have him for those first 4 weeks, that's a great progression from that point. It wasn't like he was kind of hit or miss during training camp and being held out and working on the side with Rick Burkholder or whatever. He was practicing like everybody else. So it can only be a benefit from that standpoint. But if you get the hammer dropped down on an 8-game or a 10-game suspension, and now after week 4, that's when the hammer drops, and you're not going to see him until December and into January, that can be a whole different dynamic that we'll have to deal with. So I feel like it's a good thing to start the season off being able to have all your bullets in your chamber. But let's see how it all transpires with his appeal. And for the record, all of the idiots, and I know Nick Wright pointed some out with Pro Football Talk, like, there's a process. It is not any preferential treatment for the Chiefs. It's also not a negative to the Chiefs. There's a process in the appellate direction that you have to go through with any fine, with any suspension, and that's what he's exhausting. And I give him credit for that, because just to accept your punishment without going through that appellate process would be dumb on his part as well.
When you look at the left side of the offensive line, where's your confidence level there? We understand it was messy for a good chunk of last year when they had to bump Joe Tooney out to left tackle, an unnatural position. And now it feels like Andy is already talking about Kingsley as a guy who is, he's talking like him, like he's a rookie because he's learning left guard. And outside of that, like, how comfortable are you with the left side of the line? Do we need to give Kingsley more leeway than previous thought?
I think we definitely need to give Kingsley more leeway because he's moving interior. It might be a little easier for him. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it's going to be a little easier for him because he's not totally out in space. And you don't have to deal with the athleticism that you have to deal with at the tackle position with all the outside linebackers and defensive ends, the talent that's at that position every single game. I was looking through the schedule last week thinking, okay, is there a time where Josh Simmons and Juwan Taylor are going to have a relatively easier week? Not easy, but easier. And there's not. They're going to face a gauntlet of outside linebackers and rushers throughout the season. And to think that Kingsley is now isolated a little bit less inside, it's going to have the help of Creed Humphrey, going to have the help of Josh Simmons on that side. I think that's going to help him. And then to think that Josh Simmons is going to come in and be Willie Rofe, that would be a misnomer. He's going to go through some growing pains. He's going to be put on skates at times, and we're just going to have to hope that Patrick is able to make plays off of that. But it's a growing process, and it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. But I'm encouraged to have that left side be as young, as inexperienced as they are, but have garnered the confidence to the level of Andy Reid. To me, that should tell everybody in the Chiefs kingdom that we're going to be okay.
Before we let you go, I'm sure we'll talk to you before the start of the season, but are you and Mitch working on some Portuguese already for week one in Brazil?
I'm sure Mitch is. You know how he is. He's got everything down. So I would not be surprised to hear anything in that opening part of the broadcast or throughout the broadcast from Mitch that is in Portuguese. For me, I'm just trying to master the English language. Like, I'm still a work in progress, fellas. So, but we're going to have fun. It's going to be exciting. A long trip. The one thing you can guarantee that Josh Klingler and I will sleep most of the
time. I remember from the Germany trip, I heard you slept the entire way.
I slept 10 and a half hours of the 11 hours going, and 9.5 hours of the 11 hours
That's
coming back.
Perfect.
So it's an art that I've definitely mastered, and I plan on applying that when we're going to Brazil. So, but I'm excited about it. A interdivision rival that we're going to play over there. It should be fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.